Cobb's Own County. Bob got up early one morning. He'd just had a right restless night, and he turned to his best helper, Gabriel, saying, "Don't worry, lad, don't take a fright. We're going to do something special today, something to make us all proud. So thee go and fetch a big toolbox, and I'll sort materials out." "My God, what we're going to be making?" all others heard Gabriel say. "We're going to make them an heaven, the best that there's been made any day. And we're going to plonk it on earth, lad, so when we look down from on high, we'll see this gravy creation, and them down there will see the sky." "Bugger me, God, that'll take some doing. We might have to work all through night." "Don't matter, lad, I'll pay the hour time. If job's worth doing, it's worth doing right. We'll start by building a model. I think that's the best way ahead. Bloody hell, God, it'll take us forever. I'll never get back to me bed. Oh, stop moaning and pass me a shovel. We'll start with some gorgeous high hills. Then we'll make them some cracking green valleys for them that can't climb Gosser Hill. Now, I've seen it on Gownforce on telly, that programme they all rave about. We need a load of rocks and some water, and places that water's come out. I'm getting pitching now, God. Sandy beaches, some with pebbles and like, and some lakes and even some forests. Nice places for kids to ride bikes. But hang on a minute, just wait now. I foresee a problem ahead. They'll all want to live in this great place, and they'll all want lots of snap to be fed." I didn't think of that one. It's a problem we'll have to work out. We'll make it kind of exclusive, and we'll save it for them that's right smart. We'll only let lads in that's canny, and we'll get lasses that's bonny and fair, and we'll give them a great sense of humour, and flat caps to cover their hair." So the grafted right out for a fortnight. Sweat were dripping from sky just like rain. And then God, he went back on his shovel and said, "Ooh, get us a discipline for pain. Well, Gab, don't I think it looks gradely? I've never seen oak look that good. There's just one thing that's missing, a recipe for a great cracking pud." "You're right, God, it does look a cracker, but it's only a model," you said. "Aye, you're right, lad, it's only a model." And he thunk and he scratched his head. "We'll call this little Inaran, and we'll put it in sea off West Coast. And when them canny folk want holiday, they can go up and come back and boast. We'll make real in 100 times bigger, miles and miles of beautiful land. And I'll tell thee something, Gab lad, this were working out better than planned. But odd on God, just hang on a minute. I've had this worrying doubt. With all this water, hills and valleys, where's all this water gonna come out? I've thought about that into problem. We'll give them some great coastal towns, with names like Whitby and Filey. Now get up to the bar, it's your round." So they drunk and they drunk tetly bit, while the thunk had to find it a name. "I know, since we gave them our pudding, we'll call it Yorkshire. Now ain't that a name?"